Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. And this would be my conversation with Joe Pfeiffer of the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll get into some, I think, maybe uplifting news. We could all use that right about now, right? And what's uplifting? Sports, baseball. And we'll talk about how David Freese is coming back into the fold for the St. Louis Cardinals, whether it be with the fantasy camps or with various dates throughout the year to get him involved with the organization. Also talk about what fantasy camp and what Cards Kids Clinics can do for families that we hope will still be on at some point this summer. So I think you're going to enjoy my visit with Joe Pfeiffer, in particular, the information and the news concerning David Freese. I want to remind you, this is presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. And now, in this time, you know, we need to support our local companies. We need to support our local restaurants and bars, and that industry certainly is being hit very, very hard. Hotshots has curbside pickup stations, and they're being staffed by the servers and bartenders from Hotshots in hopes that their customers, their generous regulars, can help supplement some of their income until things come back to normal. Customers can call any Hotshots location and place a curbside pickup order, and their kitchens will have it hot, safe, ready within about 15 to 20 minutes. A member of their team will safely load the order into your vehicle and assist in safely processing payment if it is not able to be made over the phone. Their full menu is available during this time. They're selling packaged beer as well. Curbside and delivery services are open daily from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. moving forward. All phone numbers and their full menu can be found at their website, hotshotsnet.com, hotshotsnet.com. Support local and make sure and pick up a lunch or a dinner, if not both, at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Obviously, very, very interesting times in the world of sports. We'll visit with Joe Pfeiffer and some uplifting stories when we come back. This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks would like to thank everyone during this difficult time. That includes those that are working in the stores. As you can imagine, during this time, Schnucks employees are putting in long hours around the clock to best serve our community. So the next time you're in Schnucks, tell them thanks and that you appreciate them. Let them know how much we appreciate their efforts, because we will all get through this together. Well, at this time, there are, well, no sports, but yet you can still talk about sports and the impact of sports and what sports means to all of us. And that's one of the things I want to try to do on the website, is to come up with great stories and inspiring stories, things that make you feel good in times that are down right now. And I have Joe Pfeiffer from the St. Louis Cardinals with me, and Joe has done the kids' clinics over the years. He's done the fantasy camps at Cooperstown down in Florida at Busch Stadium. There's so much to talk about how baseball can bring a community back. And Joe, as always, I appreciate your time. It's always fun to talk a little baseball even during these times, isn't it?
It is. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate the time. And yeah, I've actually heard from a lot of our fantasy campers over the last couple of weeks, and they are craving baseball. They're throwing in their DVDs of the 2011 World Series, and they're trying to get what they can right now while we all just kind of wait.
You know, I was thinking about different things to do on the website as we all wait, and I thought, you know, one of my favorite things I've done in the last, I would say, 6 months is write an article, a little piece. I'm not a great writer, Joe, but I try my best. And so the piece, though, was about a couple of brothers that got together at fantasy camp not that long ago and celebrated the life of their late father. And they had a cutout of all things, a life-size cutout of their dad at camp. And it's just an emotional story. I will make sure that people can see that on the website if you haven't read it before. But tell us a little bit about that, because you know that family well. You know the father and knew about him and the history with the camp, and then also his sons coming together and what that all meant for them, just baseball and coming together.
Yeah, I'd encourage anybody to go to your site and read that article from this past January. You're talking about the Roseboro family, and Dennis is the father who just recently passed away. And baseball really united that family, their sons Stephen and Andrew. And it was really Dennis. Fantasy camp was Dennis's way to really reconnect for lost time with his boys. Danny was actually his dying wish that his boys have this life-size cutout of him at fantasy camp.
Literally
his wish that they go to fantasy camp, honor him, remember him, and just have a great time playing baseball with the birds on the bat. And they did that this January. It was just a really unique opportunity. Steven did a great job in one of our morning meetings, and you know how our morning meetings are. They're very colorful, should I say, and entertaining, but it was a moment of just pure authenticity when Steven stood up and talked about the impact that his dad has had on his life, the impact that baseball has had on his life, that the Cardinals family's had on their life. And to see those two brothers play over the course of 4 days and seven games together and really, you know, have the cutout of their father with them everywhere that they went, and how our alumni, we had 39 former Cardinals at that camp, and how those guys embraced that family. That's what this is all about. And the memories that are made through the game of baseball and the connections that are made, that's why everyone's missing it so much right now. So that's what fantasy camp's all about, is the camaraderie, the connection, and the family.
I kind of think it's an act of God. As I talked to the Roseboros, and there were so many games going on at the time, and guys that could be in the clubhouse or on a field or maybe on their phone if they're between games and, you know, checking in with family or work or whatever the case was. And I just happened to be at the game in which one of his sons hits the only home run in camp, and I get him rounding third base. I mean, how does that happen? It's incredible.
Your timing was impeccable. That was the only home
run. Unbelievable.
That left the ballpark in our camp this past January. With the outfielder's ability, sometimes we have some inside markers in camp, but he ripped it out of the park, and those guys can play ball. Those Roseboro boys can play ball. Actually, Steven, the older brothers in our camp Hall of Fame, and they're ball players. And your timing was incredible. That was on day one.
Day one.
You caught that home run of camp this past January.
I'm going around just trying to get some guys, you know, with the ball going through their legs, maybe somebody trying to catch a pop-up, and this guy hits a home run. It's like an act of God.
Pretty special.
What is it like? You know, the fantasy camp, not necessarily going down there and getting your uniform and being – because I want this to be special for people when they hear it. It's not just the baseball, but it's so much the lifelong friendships that are developed. What are some of the other stories that you've heard and seen developed over the years with these camps?
Well, I mean, I just look at Dave LaPointe as an example. Dave's we just celebrated 20 years of camps this January, and Dave's been a part of it for a good 18. And he has such a multitude of relationships and friendships and business partnerships that have come from camp. And he coached the same team for the better part of a decade down there. And now he plays more of a role as my assistant commissioner at camp. But those connections, these guys, we've become lifelong friends through this thing. I actually can't imagine my circle of friends at this point in my life without these individuals. And that's what it's become. And it's not just a camper to camper, customer to customer thing. It's very much Cardinals alumni to camper experience. I mean, the connection that in 2 years that Ted Simmons has made with people at this camp, Heartland Coca-Cola, who's our main sponsor of all of our alumni programming and fantasy camps. Ted's been their manager the last 2 years, and the connections that, you know, he knows if he wants to go to a concert in Kansas City, he calls Kirk Schnurbush across the state and they hook him up and he's going to that concert. That's kind of the result of this experience. It's so much more, you know, a lot of people go into camp thinking this is my bucket list opportunity. It's a 50th birthday gift. It's a Father's Day gift, a Christmas gift. And then they crave it. They come back for more, and it's beyond baseball. It's a result of the relationships and the friendships. I mean, the connections that people have made with Ozzie Smith through this camp. Ozzie's been a part of the camp now for going on a decade. And David Eckstein in his first 2 years of camp now. People got to connect with Lance Berkman on a personal level and understand how smart a guy he is. And he did a hitting instruction session at this camp that was just unbelievable. Actually, Adron Chambers videoed it, put it on Facebook, and I think it got 30,000 views. And just Lance's simplistic approach to hitting, but you think about that Hall of Fame type player talking hitting for 20 minutes to these guys. It's one thing after another And it's the reason people take it off their bucket list and say, I've got to make this an annual thing, because it's very much same format annually, but every year everybody comes back and says, this was so different. This was better. This was unique. There's more alumni involved now than ever before. And that's just going to continue and continue. I mean, I look forward, Danny, to next year already, to the 2021 year, when we celebrate the 10-year reunion of our 11 team and the amount of guys that we're engaged with from that club, including David Freeze and Lance Berkman and Jake Westbrook and Chris Carpenter, and just to see how those guys are starting to engage on the other side now that they're not current players. It's just special, and it's just a unique way for our fans to connect with our history.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that in just a moment. I want to go back, though, to the teaching, and I am dead serious. I am dead serious when I say this. How old is Ozzy now?
Ozzy's coming up on 65. Yeah.
I honestly think, and I'm dead serious when I say this, because I've seen him do it now multiple times with the one-on-one instruction when he's at shortstop and showing how to field a ground ball and how he did it and some of the things that maybe you want to do to teach your kids, or in this case, teach the campers. And so he starts taking ground balls. I think for one night you'd be fine with Ozzy in a major league game still. As long as it's hit right at him, he's going to gobble that thing up. Now, is the range there? Probably not, but it's still pretty darn good. I think you'd get away with it for a game. He's unbelievable.
I don't disagree with that at all. And his arm's probably feeling a lot better than it did in 1996 post-surgery. So
it's incredible.
He's incredible. And his ability to explain the position, illustrate it at his Hall of Fame level and kind of dumb it down for the rest of us is incredible.
One of the things that Joe Pfeiffer does, my guest, is, and I love this, you're tied into the alumni of the St. Louis Cardinals, not only doing things like the fantasy camps and whatnot, but Joe is also intimately involved with just about every alumni appearance, and that could be across the street at Ballpark Village. It could be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum. It could be a David Freeze night, and that's the guy I want to ask you about, David Freeze, because I saw David, I guess it was about, I was doing a show at 101, and he popped in because he loves music, and all those stations are kind of clustered in there. And we said, come on the air with us. And so it's been about a month ago, I guess, month and a half.
Yeah.
So he hopped on. And I've known David for a long time, and I knew him very well as a player. And I absolutely love him. And as a person, as a ball player, everything he's done for our community and that special night and special run that he had in 2011. But the thing that I want to get into, and he's going to have an appearance, hopefully, fingers crossed, at the ballpark this year, but he has, and maybe you can shed some light on this, but he really is at peace, in my mind, with the decision to retire. So it's not like he's looking back and going, oh, man, I should have done this, or I should do this or that. That's number one. And number two, and most importantly, with all the pressure that comes around with being a hometown hero, he seems to be at peace with that and now is embracing it and wants to be more engaged with the Cardinals organization. Do you get that sense too?
Yeah, and I get the sense it's accelerated, Dan, because you know, and you're close friends with Rick Horton, as am I, and we've talked about this before from an alumni perspective, that sometimes it's as much as a 2-year grieving process when a guy leaves the game, just to adjust to that. This was the focal part of your life; everything revolved around it. And when David was in town with the Dodgers last April, I actually went down to say hi to him because I was close with him like you were when he was a current player. We did a lot of cool things together on the business side. And I had a request for him that someone had for the offseason. He's like, Joe, just hold tight. He's like, this is it. This is going to be it for me. So he let me know that in April. And he's like, and I'll connect with you after. So I wanted to really honor that space because I know that not everybody's ready. When they get out of that uniform, are they ready to go into some sort of ambassador or alumni role? So when he announced his retirement officially in October, I just sent him a text and said, hey, man, look forward to connecting with you in your time. And I was literally in Florida, in Jupiter, running our camp in January. It was right before camp started, the day before. And he's like, I want to talk to you today. And we had about a 30 or 45 minute call that was just incredibly refreshing. And just to hear him talk about, you know, he's like, you know, I loved my time in LA. The Dodgers were great to me. I played with for a variety of different teams, but St. Louis is my home. The Cardinals are my team, and they're the ones I'm going to engage with on the alumni side of what you guys do. And we've already laid out a lot over the course of the end of this season rolling into 2021. So I'm incredibly excited about his state of mind, where he is, to your point. I think that, you know, their second child is due in June, so he's kind of holding tight on anything until they get beyond the birth, and just, the, you know, his wife and his children, and he's just in a great place. And honestly, I think even accelerated to a place where he is right now this quickly after he's already announced his retirement. It's just incredibly refreshing, and I'm excited what it means for Cardinals fans and the organization and David moving forward.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over seven decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.
He just did a podcast. I don't know if you listened to it with Buster Olney. And Buster, now with the game shut down, is kind of looking back at the greatest games in the sport. And so he got a hold of David. And they did like 45 to 50 minutes with a good, I'd say, 90% of it on game six. And he's going basically, Joe, pitch by pitch by pitch. In his at-bats, where guys were, the bunt plays, who was up, who's down to the final strike, facing Felix. I mean, it's just, it's so cool to listen to him, because now you're hearing a guy that's totally at peace and says, okay, this not only was life-changing for me, but it's been life-changing for a community. And so he's embracing it, and I think that's awesome. And I, can you imagine, if there's a night, and it will be, when it's dedicated to David Freese, what that reception and what that night will be like in St. Louis?
Yeah, and I'm hoping it's still August 11th as we planned. He's, you know, coming back for Budweiser Bash, and we'll be throwing out the first pitch that night, and it'll be his first public appearance back at Busch Stadium. And man, I can hardly even visualize it. And as you were even describing Game 6, you know, just the emotions and up and down of a baseball game, especially with the impact of an elimination game, the World Series. I mean, Danny, that the first five innings of that game were atrocious.
David even says that. He goes, you know, I had a ball hit off the top of my head, for God's sakes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It just shows the beauty of that game, that the first five innings were just absolutely terrible, and then it ends up being arguably the greatest game in club history. That's just so unique. What other sport can do that?
Absolutely. So with fantasy camps and with the sport right now and sports in general, things are on hold, but you do have a camp coming up. I know it's going to be, again, at Busch Stadium. You've got one in Cooperstown. Fingers crossed, might be a little bit tough, but then you also think about the things for kids too. And I know you're involved with the kids clinics and whatnot, but at some point we hope to be talking baseball and getting people back to the ballpark, but, you know, most importantly, getting back to just the game in general.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. And hearing your voice calling Cardinals games to bring us back to a sense of normalcy will be a great thing for everyone, especially Cardinals fans. And we're looking forward still to delivering on our kids clinic. Scott Terry does an amazing job running our alumni ambassador program and working with all of our alumni that manage our kids clinics. We're excited, you know, once we can get these underway. Paul DeYoung is the face of our seven of our 12 clinics. Seven are local, five are regional. So Paul will be at our local kids clinics this summer, as Harrison Bader was last year. So really cool, unique opportunity for kids age 7 to 13 there to experience that. And then to your point on our St. Louis Fantasy Camp, that's September 16 to 19. We're almost sold out. We've got a handful of spots left, bench coach and camper spots for the St. Louis camp, and that'll be David Freese's first camp as an alumni. So he'll be the face of that camp experience. And we play at St. Louis University for a couple of days and then wrap up at Busch Stadium. There's a really cool dinner event at Ballpark Village and Cardinals Nation that'll feature David Freese in a private autograph session for the campers there, and a special dinner event hearing from David. And so really some fun things to look forward to. I know it's tough right now as we're all in self-isolation and trying to find ways to keep our themselves busy and active. So, on the other side of this thing, we've got some fun things to look forward to on the alumni side of Cardinals baseball.
It's well put. Hey, Joe, thanks. Be safe to you and your family, and we will have baseball before you know it. Thanks so much.
Same to you, Danny. Best to all the Cardinals fans out there. Thank you.